Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Simon Gear is a climatologist, a national authority on global warming and green issues. Simon, a very good morning to you. Hoping you are well. We've got you here under false pretenses because Senna wants to talk about the Philippines. But I'm demanding answers about why we haven't had summer. And are we even going to have a summer here in Johannesburg?
I mean, it's been delightfully wet, hasn't it?
Yeah. And we do love the rain. We do love the rain. I want to be very clear on that. But we also wouldn't mind a little bit of warmth.
I mean, yeah. So I've recently moved to Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Pretoria is just a city where it rains all the time.
It's tropical. The tropics of Pretoria, yeah.
Yeah, which has been so much fun. So, yeah, I think it would be churlish of us to ever complain about having too much rain.
Oh my gosh, he's guilting me into this. Well, yes.
But I will say the place that I recently moved out of subsequently flooded, like,
oh my gosh,
you know, 2 weeks after I left. So the poor new tenants got, you know, literally ankle deep water.
Sure.
In that big storm that happened, I don't know what it was, about a month ago now. Yeah, so it has been quite a start to our rainy season.
Yeah, like, yeah. Are these just normal weather patterns? There's nothing that is really causing this.
Yeah, I mean the climate change forecasts are for more variability rather than necessarily an overall wetter environment.
Right.
So I think I think this is, just a wet period. I don't think there's too much sinister about it.
Right. Okay, so let's then move on to the conversation we were going to have, and we do want to have, which is the typhoon that has recently hit the Philippines. How serious was this?
Yeah, I mean, so this, like, genuinely is a climate change issue. That we know that as the seas warm, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's quite clear and simple mathematical models that, the typhoons will become more regular, they'll become more serious. And so this is one of those signals, that we are going to live in a world where places that don't normally get typhoons. Oh, and by the way, typhoon is exactly the same as a hurricane.
I'm using this word typhoon, but I'm trying to picture what a typhoon is. So it's a hurricane. It's the same thing.
It's a hurricane. Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
So what we call a cyclone.
Mm.
So in different basins, they're given different names. Well, I don't know, for reasons that are unclear. But essentially, a hurricane that just developed over that warm Pacific Ocean and then moved in over the Philippines.
Right.
But this is a thing. I mean, we've seen with the Jamaica one, the Jamaica hurricane, where, I mean, Jamaica is essentially uninsurable. Like, you can't get house insurance.
Wow.
Because of the risk of hurricanes. And that is going to be something that's going to become more and more a thing in any city that is in the tropics.
That is really, really frightening. So is there a way that, I mean, is this going to change how it looks, I mean, how people are building homes, where they're building their homes, if this type of significant event becomes more common?
I mean, it's a tricky one because essentially, when we talk about these storms becoming more common, they're still going to be once or twice in a lifetime events, for the individual people.
Right.
So, for example, Northern KZN is very much now in a zone where we would expect them to get hit by a cyclone, in the next 25 years. But the nature of humans is that you're going to go, it's not happening tomorrow, and therefore, I won't take particular provision. So it is particularly in you know, these low-lying, you would maybe want the government to you know, houses are not built, you know, close to flood lines. Our KZN coast, obviously, it's a fairly steep coastline, so we're mostly safe from that sort of thing.
Right.
I don't see humans being particularly...
Because we're such idiots, it's actually quite unbelievable that, yeah, if it's once every 25 years, what are the chances that it's going to hit my house? We'll be fine, don't worry. Yeah, why worry about something that might never happen, hey? We just actually...
Well, exactly, yeah.
Simon Gere, thank you as always. I appreciate you bringing us up to date with all of these things. Simon is a climatologist. He is a national authority on global warming and green issues.